righty then, let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Pagano, good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
I don't know. I'm listening to your forecast and I'm saying, well, all these events coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, everybody's got to keep their eyes to the sky and their ears to the radio to follow the weather.
Yeah, it could still change.
Yeah.
Again, I don't see any difference in the maps today as opposed to yesterday. We still have this storm spinning around like a top in the ocean south of Cape Cod. If it jogs north and northwest, we get rain. If it goes to the south, we get nothing. Try to pinpoint that? No, good luck. All I can tell you is cloudy and breezy today. You'll probably maybe start with a little sun, especially north and west. Then some rain or drizzle this afternoon, mid-50s. Light rain or drizzle tonight, 45 to 50. Rain or drizzle, mid-50s Thursday. A chance of showers Friday, 60 to 65. A less of a chance of showers Saturday, but still a chance, 60. And then on Sunday, we'll get some breaks of sun, and the highs will be near 70.
And what does next week at first glance look like?
Early next week looks okay. Monday into Tuesday look okay.
All right, because like I said, this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Fall Festival in Salisbury, Friday and Saturday, the Pine Plains FFA Fall Festival. Our good friends at the Sunday in the Country Food Drive having a couple of events this weekend raising their money. On Sunday, Daisy Hill Farm Day of Fun. They cook from 11 till 3 with hot dogs, hamburgers, and french fries. Lots to do and have fun at Daisy Hill. Also on Sunday, our friends at Swassa have the Sunday in the Country Food Drive there. Swassa has their Brewski Fest, the beer tasting, which raises funds. And the Sunday in the Country Food Drive will be selling brats and burgers to raise funds for the food drive as well. So, I mean, there's just, and that's just a few things that's going on this weekend.
Really?
That's just a handful of things. I mean, there's things going on all over the place. I think the Bridgewater Fair is on. I could be wrong with the Riverton Fair. There's still some fairs going on as well this weekend. So,
you know, it's a big weekend. There's no doubt about it.
Not for
people
you, though,
just love, you're right. They love to be out of doors, see the colors and things like that. And it's a big weekend for yours truly, you know, because I like to have nice weather to close up with. Oh, but I have to tell you, though, if you have really, really nice weather to close up your summer home, it's depressing. But if you have lousy weather, you can't wait to close it up and get out of there.
Well, you didn't spend as much time up there as you normally did this summer.
I think so. Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you take out the couple of weeks of vacation, that was about it. Otherwise, I was up there almost every weekend, to the point right now where I can't wait to close up this weekend and not have to go back and forth. Well, we'll see. Today, the propane company is supposed to go up and reconnect my pipe so that we have heat over this upcoming weekend. Even though it's not going to be freezing cold like last weekend, it'll still be on the cool side. And we have to get the movie done, and I have to close up my place. I don't know if I'm even going to have time to strike the set at the studio. And that's going to be a problem because the officers use that. The officers of the association use the studios as their meeting place. But I may not have time to do that, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day, right, Marshall?
So they'll meet on the set.
That's it. They'll have to meet on the set.
They'll meet on the set. Now, show you how far or how, not how far we have come as a country technology-wise. In California, the power companies are shutting down the power grids.
Yes.
Because they don't want another fire. Now, you want to tell me why there aren't with people, I mean... We have factories that are closing, car factories, okay? We right. have United Auto Workers, union members, who can learn jobs. We have electricians who can learn jobs. Why can't we create a national program to take these power lines and either encase them in piping or put them underground? So these fires don't happen and people don't have to go without power. This is the United States of America, for gosh sakes. We've got to shut off power to stop forest fires?
In my neighborhood, we don't have any power lines above ground.
I mean, it's expensive, yes, but I mean, you know what? You're investing in your economy, and there's people out there that want jobs.
Right.
You know, I'm talking in the technical trades and stuff like that. Will it cost billions? Absolutely. But that's money that's being paid out in you know, let's build a little less wall. Let's build about 150 to 200 less Tomahawk missiles or whatever they're called, cruise missiles, and put it into the infrastructure, for gosh sakes.
Let's take $100,000 off of each of the CEO's salary each year, and you'll have more than enough money to do it.
Just like with drought, you can't tell me you can build oil pipelines. Why can't you build water pipelines that also cross this country that can deliver water to drought areas without any problem? I mean, I it sounds pie in the sky, but it's not. I don't know.
And it's funny because I got a email from my internet radio station. That is in Eureka, California, and he informed me that they will not need the weather today because the power is being shut down, and the only way they are staying on the air on the internet is through the cloud. So I'm not doing any reports for them today because of it. And you're right. I mean, to have to shut people off and no electric at all because it could cause a fire seems very antiquated to me.
It is. I mean, it's like when people come here in the winter and when we have these bad storms and they take a look at our New England power grid, they laugh because it's so antiquated and out of date, our power grid.
See, now up at the cabin, we don't have to worry about that because we don't have electric.
Yeah.
But notices did go around, no bonfires up there. Because it is too dry in the northwest corner of New Jersey. But that's going to change for our area with the rain that's in the forecast. Unfortunately, I don't see anything for the West Coast at this point. But I will tell you one thing. I got to see look at the Euro's long-range forecast for winter. And I don't know how accurate the Euro is going to be, but I can tell you that for the month of December, for us, the Euro is saying mild. For January, it's saying chilly. For February, it's saying seasonable. And for March, it's saying cold. So that's how the Euro is playing it for us for the wintertime. Now, I'm sure that will be updated on a periodic basis, but I thought that was kind of interesting because it basically follows along with my long range weather forecast.
Well, you know what we have to do in the middle of next week or the end of next week? We have to do our first snow predictions at the end of next week.
Okay, you're going to do that. All right.
Yeah, that's we do it every year.
Right.
So we'll do that on a week from Friday. We'll do it. Okay. 1 week from Friday, we'll do it.
That'll be the 18th.
Yeah, why not? We'll do it then.
So. Okay.
All right. So while that's the way things look, how much rain are we expecting in between now and Friday?
We will probably see maybe a quarter inch.
Okay.
Not much at all.
All right.
Quarter inch. Cape Cod, on the other hand, we'll see about. Well, probably 2 to 4 inches.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, it's good for them.
Yeah, along with 55-mile-an-hour winds and coastal flooding.
Coastal flooding.
Yep.
Coastal flooding. Well, you know what? Most of the people have moved off Cape anyway, except for the hardy souls.
Right, except for the people who stay all year round. Right.
The hardy souls.
The hardy ones.
All right. Pat? We'll check with you tomorrow and see if there's any improvement in what the week. Like, it doesn't look like it's going to be a washout, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a pleasant weekend to be out and about a lot. So.
Right. Right now, that's the way it looks. But again, it's Wednesday. It could change.
All right. Well, we're going to change right now, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center checking that tri-state forecast.